So Rabosai, we are now on the bottom of Memdalin Omid Aleph. And we're up to High Mishras, which you'll see two lines up from the bottom. Now the Gemara established on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis that Rabbi Yochanan has a drasha from the parish of Nazir, and he derives from this drasha a principle called Heter Mitztarif Le'Isur, in the case where the Nazir dips his pas, his bread, into wine. And in that case, Heter Mitztarif Le'Isur means that we integrate the pas that he eats together with the yayin that's absorbed in the pas to make up a kizayis, and el bichayev malchus for eating what amounts to a kizayis of yayin, even though he's not really eating a kizayis of yayin. But hetem mitzarif lisa means that we integrate the pas, which is heter, it's not yayin, together with the yayin. And that makes up a kezias. So the Gemara now asks Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan's drasha from the word mishras. Hai mishras lahochi yudiyasa. Hai mi boile lichasanya. Based on a brisa, we're going to see that the word mishras in the parish of Nazir, which is in parashas Noso, it says, v'chol mishras hanovim lo yishte, is necessary to teach me one of the most important principles in Isa v'heter, in Tarovis. And here we turn to Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Litein Tam Ki Iker teaches us that Tam of Isur has the same status as the Mamoshes or the Be'en of Isur. And therefore, if a person eats something which is in and of itself heter, but it has within it the Tam of Isur, then it's equivalent to his having eaten Mamoshes, or shall we say Be'en of Isur. And we see from this Gemara that Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa, because otherwise, if this drasha was only an Asmachta, then the Gemara would have no objection to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is telling you, Al Pi Din Doraisa, what do we derive from Mishras? And the Rabbanan have an Asmachta, they derive from Mishras another halacha, a principle called Tam Ki Iker. But the answer is that Tam Ki Iker is Doraisa. And that's the Shita of Tosus and many, many Rishonim. And it's derived from the parasha of Mishras. Now, you might ask, well, perhaps Nazir is different. Do we have the right to set up Nazir as the Binyan Av, from which we're going to derive Shari Surei Torah and the principle of Tam Ki Ikar? And that's what our sugya today is all about. If in Nazir, Tam is Ki Ikar, and the Torah is Machmir to consider it as Asur, when the Nazir eats the pas that has within it a Tam of Yayin, then how much more so in other Isurim? And we're going to put Nazir low on the totem pole. There are many kulos that apply to Nazir. Nazir for Yayin is Mutabah Noah, and Nazir for Yayin is not an Isur Olam. For example, you could come in front of three, a tribunal of three, or one Yochid Mumchen, you could be Matir Nedarim, because Nazir is Nedarim, and so forth. So there are many kulas in Nazir, and if in Nazir the Torah is Machmir with Tam Ki Iker, then how much more so in the cases of other Isurim like Isurei Hana or Isurei Olam, which cannot be removed, and so forth. So that's what we're going to discuss. Let's take a look for a moment at Rashi at the beginning of Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. On the top, Rashi says, Litein Tam Ki Ikro Lasos Taimo Shel Iser Ki Ikro Uma Mosho. You get the impression from Rashi that we are elevating the status of the Tam of Iser, the Tam that is Bolua inside the Mamoshos, to the level of Ikro Uma Mosho. So Rashi seems to be taking Ki Ikar in a very literal sense. Sometimes you say, this is Ki, it's like that, but they're not equal. But Rashi seems to say, Ki Ikro Uma Mosho, and it has the same status. And Rashi says that in the case of Nazir, the Gemara says, Im Shora Anovim B'mayim. So he takes grapes in this case, and he soaks them in water. The yeshpam in the water has absorbed the taste of the tam yayin. Now he drinks a kezias of this mayim, which has in it a taste of yayin, of anovim, chayav. He will incur a chiyuv malchus. Rashi says chayav, bekezias mehen, meaning if he eats, or in this case we could say drinks, the equivalent of a kezias, then he's chayav. Says Rashi, v'olav mishum hetem mitztarif li'isurhu. We're not saying that heter is mitztarif li'isur. And heter mitztarif li'isur, Rashi says, the heter is l'chud, and the isur is l'chud. The combination thereof is mashlim the shir of kezias. But we're not saying that the heter transforms itself into isur. It remains heter, per se. If li'itzuya, you could separate the heter from the isur, if it was nikar, then you'd be allowed to eat the heter. The chiddush of mitztaref, of heter mitztaref l'isur, is that in one achila, which the total of which is a kezias, we can integrate both the element of heter together with the element of isur to be mechayev and malchus for eating a kezias. That's heter mitztaref l'isur. But we're not saying that the heter has magically transformed itself to become isur. There's nothing in the heter that's inherently usur. It's just that he ate the heter together with the isur. Here, on the other hand, we're saying that this ela mishum, but here in the case of tam ki ikar, dis aved le kule isur. Through this tam, you have converted everything, even the heter, into isur. Aval heter mitztarif l'isur lo yalfina mine. In a case where the heter did not absorb the tam of the isur and it remained heter, and now you want to be mashlim the shir of kezais because together with the isur he ate heter, that we don't know. We have no source for that because Rabbi Yochanan, we need this pasuk of Mishras to teach us tam ki ikar. So let's just summarize. The way Rashi presents the sugya, we have two paradigms, so to speak, two models. We have one model where the tam of the anovim penetrates into the mayim, and now he drinks a kezias' worth of mayim, and that comes under the category called tam ki'ika. We have another scenario where he eats anovim together with something else of heter in the same mouth, and here we have a principle called heter mitztarif l'isur, that even though the heter did not absorb the tam of the isur, we have this magical halacha of heter mitztarif l'isur, and therefore it's as if he ate a full kezias' worth of anovim of isur. Rashi says that since this pasuk of Mishras is interpreted as referring to the case where he took the anovim and soaked them in water, the water absorbed the taste of the anovim, he drank a kezias' worth of the mayim, that's called tam ki ikar. We have no source from the pasuk of Mishras for heter mitztarif l'isur. The case or the scenario of Mishras is not heter mitztarif l'isur. It's not a case where he ate anovim together with a pas to be mashlim the kezias in one achil. It's a case where he soaked the anovim in mayim and the mayim absorbed the tam of the anovim. That's called tam ki ikar. So that Rashi would argue then that in the case where he soaks yayin in mayim, you could not base any conclusions on heter mitztarif l'isur. We don't have a principle of heter mitztarif. Heter mitztarif l'isur goes way, way beyond what Mishras is talking about. Mishras is just teaching us that the mayim that absorbed the tam of the isur of the yayin is considered kema mosho uki ikro. But to go a step further and say that if there was no absorption, that there's no tam in the heter, and we can be mitzarif that to the isur as if he ate a kezias of isur, what's the basis for that? We have no source for that. So what Mishras is telling us is an isur that's based on tam ki ikar because of the nesinas tam. It's not heter mitztarif l'isur. You have no justification to derive from this pasuk Mishras the principle of heter mitztarif l'isur. And again, this is all based on Rashi's understanding that the principle of tam ki ikar is, in a sense, less radical, less far-reaching than Heter Mitztarf L'Isur. At least in the case of Tam Ki Ikar, what we have is the Tam of the Isur in the Heter. Again, that's enough of a Chiddush, and we assume from this sugya that it's the Raisa. But the Chiddush is that the Heter now transforms itself into Isur because it has absorbed the Tam of the Isur. So he's chayev for drinking a kezayis's worth of mayim, and that's because the mayim has absorbed the tam of the isur. Now all this is going to present a tremendous problem for us, and I indicated this, and I reiterated from the get-go, when we started our introduction to Heter Mitztarf L'Isur, the Ramban Shita. The Ramban maintains that Heter Mitztarf L'Isur is only when the Heter absorbed the tam of the isur. And therefore, according to the Ramban, we don't really understand the boundaries and the difference between these two principles, Heter Mitztarf L'Isur and Tam Ki Ikar. What does Tam Ki Ikar add to Heter Mitztarf L'Isur? According to Ramban, Heter Mitztarf L'Isur is also because and by virtue of the Tam of the Isur that went into the Heter. So that gives us, leads us all the way back to Tam Ki Ikar. So again, what I'm just pointing out is that within the context of the Ramban, we have a tzorach iyun. We have to really figure out the demarcations and the separation between heter mitztarf l'isur, which the Ramban insists is a case where the heter absorbed the tam of the isur, and tam ki ikar, which again is a case where the heter absorbed the tam of the isur. So what would I not know if I only had tam ki ikar? And this leads us to really another issue that I mentioned in the past called Chanan. Again, I use the word Chanan to mean that we found in Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud, that sometimes the Tam itself converts the Heter into Isur, so that you have, let's say, Cholov that absorbed the Tam of Basar, or the other way around, Tipas Cholov, and if everything's hot, etc., etc., then the basar now absorbs the tam of the cholov. And if that piece of basar falls now into a second taroves, it's not enough to be mevatel the volume of the basar. Let's say there was a serious amount of milk that fell into the basar. You would now need bittel not only against the basar element, but also keneged the cholov element. And that's because the combination thereof creates this entity called Basa B'Cholav. Are we going to apply the same yardstick to Shari Surei Torah, and therefore if I cook Nevela together with Basa Shchuta, now the Basa Shchuta converts itself into Nevela, and it means that since the Tam of the Nevela penetrates into the Basa Shchuta, it's like Basa B'Cholav, Chanan, you're going to need now Shishim, not just against the Basa Shchuta, you're going to need Shishim, if it falls into a second tarovas, against both the basar, which is the vela, and the basar, which is shchuta. Could be that the Ramban denies it. The Ramban says that Tam Ki Ikar, with all due respect, is not enough to transform the heter into isur. You're not allowed to eat the heter because it has, and it carries within it, the Tam Balua of the isur. And maybe the Ramban would argue that Heter Mitztarf L'Isur goes even further. Again, in both cases, the Tam of the Isur penetrated into the Heter. But if I have the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, the Ramban might argue that Tam Ki Ikar means I'm not allowed to eat the Heter because it has the Tam Isur in it. But don't go a step further and assume that the Heter now converts itself into Isur. But if I hold, and when I do apply Heter Mitztarf L'Isur, then according to the Ramban, we convert the Heter into Isur. And that might be the Chiddush, which the Gemara is now balking. The Gemara doesn't want to accept it because Mishras is not referring to that Chiddush of Heter Mitztarf L'Isur. So that Rashi, in a sense, is much simpler than the Ramban, because Rashi is saying that in Heter Mitztarf L'Isur, the Heter remains Heter. It's Mashlim, the Shir of Kezayis, through this magical, far-reaching halacha of Heter Mitztarf L'Isur. But in order to convert the Heter into Isur, I need Nesinas Tam. And once I have the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, then the Heter becomes Isur, according to Rashi. And in a certain sense, there's a Chumrah that we're dealing with in Tam Ki Ikar. But again, keep in mind, that Chumrah, Rashi limits to a case of Nesinas Tam. The Chumrah of Heter Mitztarf L'Isur is not that the heter becomes Isur, but that it could be mashlim the shear of kizayis of the Isur. That is a very far-reaching conclusion. But Rashi says, we're not yet ready to apply the principle of tam ki ikar, because according to Rashi, in the case of heter mitztaref le'isur, the tam of the Isur did not penetrate into the heter. If the tam of Isur penetrated to the heter, Rashi insists that the heter is transformed into Isur. And therefore, when he eats the kizayis of mayim, which has in it a tam of anovim, of grapes, he's going to be chai of malchus for eating a kizayis worth of tam ki'ikar. However, we're not saying that heter mitztaref le'isur, that if you have a case where the heter did not absorb the tam of the isur, everything is cold, he just puts it into his mouth at the same time, so he has a half a zayis worth of isur together with a half a zayis worth of a heter, we're not willing to say in that case that the heter turns itself into isur. That's not tam. There's no tam of isur in the heter. But we do have a principle called heter mitztaref le'isur, and the Gemara is balking. The Gemara is refusing to accept tam, the principle of heter mitztaref le'isur. Go ahead, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I just want to finish that last sentence.
I have difficulty with this. To me, the Ramban makes much more sense. The only explanation you can say that heter mitztaref le'isur is if there is a tam ki'ikar. If you say that the heter has a tam iser in it, so it's mitztaref. Otherwise, what's the hava mina to say that a heter is going to mitztaref? If I have a chatzi shear of chela and a chatzi shear of shuma, what's the hava mina to say that you get malchus for that?
So that, Rabbi, is the Karen Ora that we discussed.
You only eat a chatzi shear.
That, Rabbi, is the Karen Ora.
But I didn't understand it.
Oh. So the Karen Ora understands the following, that the shear of kizayis is necessary to set up an achila. If you can have an achila without a kizayis, then you can be chaya for that. Now, how do we set up an achila in a case where we only ate half a kizayis? Impossible. Because the Torah says, ein achila pachus mi kizayis. However, that's only a condition in setting up an achila. If in the same mouthful, he ate also heter together with the isur. So now we have upgraded the status of that maisa to a maisa achila. I don't need a full kizayis of isur. Heter mitztaref le'isur is a very far-reaching principle that tells me that we made a big mistake. We thought that you can only be chayv malchus because you ate a kizayis of isur. Nay, that's not true. You ate a half a zayis of isur. The problem with a half a zayis and why it doesn't generate malchus is because we don't have a fulfillment of the mais achila, meaning ein achila p'chusa mikizayis. Heter mitzaref le'isur means that I could be mitzaref the heter le'isur to set up a mais achila. Once I set it up as a mais achila, he now is benefiting from the isur as well. And once he's benefiting from the isur as well, we have no hesitations to clamp him with a chiv malchus. And the Karen Ora adds another point, if you recall, that really there's no such thing as an Isra Achila. There's really an Isra Hanna. And Achila is a prime example of an Isra Hanna. Can we say that he gets Hanna from a half a Zayas of Chelev? And the answer is no. Why not? Because we need a Hanna Shal Achila. If we can say that there's Hanna Shal Achila, then we fulfilled all our conditions and we could give him Malchus. By the way, I noticed that although we said this in the name of the Karen Ora, in the Masifta, he says to look in the Chidushe Arim, and he says the exact same thing. So, B'li Neder, as we go along, we'll add the Chidushe Arim. But again, Rabbi, look, if you're in favor of the Ramban, you know, that's pretty good shoulders to stand on. The only thing is that, on the one hand, I like the Ramban, you know, that why should Heter be Mitztaref le'isur with this bombastic Chiddush that he ate it in one Achila, and therefore he could be Mashal the Shir of a Kizayis to be Chai Malkus based on the half of Zayas of Heter that he ate. That's really way out. But I just want to point out that at least Lefiani is Daiti, the Ramban does lead us to a technical problem. In other words, in Svara I can be on board with the Ramban. This Heter Mitztaref le'isur of Rashi is way, way too far out. And it's not only Rashi, it's also the Baal HaMor, if you remember, that we said at the beginning. So therefore I want to limit the application and the Chiddush level of Heter Mitztaref le'isur. So in that sense, I'm with the Ramban. But my only problem now is, to find the boundary line between these two principles, which the Gemara is saying, well, you have no right to derive Rabbi Yochanan from Mishras Hetem and Tzarf Le'Isur, because I'm going to use Mishras for Tam Kikar. What are you talking about? Hetem and Tzarf Le'Isur Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabban, is also Tam Kikar. Because Hetem and Tzarf Le'Isur Misa, the Tam of Le'Isur went into and penetrated into the Hetem. So where is the line here? The Gemara clearly is dealing with two different principles. Yomam V'Laila. The Gemara is objecting to Rabbi Yochanan having derived from Mishras the principle of Hetem and Tzarf Le'Isur. Name. What are we going to derive from Mishras? We're going to derive Tam Kikar. But where is the difference between these two principles? According to Ramban, it's what we call Bein HaShmashos. There's a very vague area here of difference. And that's why at this point, again, this is a long sugya, so you're going to have to bear with me, but at this point, early in the sugya, my impression is that according to Ramban, in the case of Tam Kikar, we're not going to apply the principle of Rashi that Tam Kikar means Kikar Mamish, and we're going to convert and transform the Heter into Isu. The Ramban is going to claim that Rashi went too far. That far, I would be willing to go if I had Heter Mitztarif L'Isu. Heter Mitztarif L'Isu means that I got a half a Zayas of Heter, the Isur and its Tam penetrated into that half a Zayas, and now I'm going to be mashlim the Shir Kizayas with that half of Heter, with that half a Zayas' worth of Heter. Why? Because the half a Zayas has in it a Tam of Isur. That's Heter Mitztarif L'Isu. And now I'm going to be Chayav Malkus, even though what I'm eating is really Heter, or at least half of the Kizayas that I'm eating is really Heter. And if that be the case, then the Ramban is willing to say the following. Our Gemara is objecting. No, Mishras is not going to teach me Hetem and Tzarif L'Isur. It's only going to teach me a low-key chiddush that you're not allowed to eat Heter that has within it a Tam of Isur. That's called Tam Ki Ikar. But don't go a step further and tell me that therefore the Heter itself became Isur. Nay. The Heter remains Heter. Its identity hasn't changed. It's still Clark Kent. It's not Superman. But since by eating the Heter, you're eating Tam Isur, is Mimela, you violate the principle of Tam Kikar. But don't say that the Heter became Isur. That's already Heter Mitztarev L'Isur. So the Ramban would say, therefore, if I ate a Kizayis, which had a mixture of half a Zayis of Isur, that was cooked together in a pot with another half a Zayis of Heter, such that the Tam of the Isur went into the other half a Zayis of Heter, and I eat this entire mixture, I would not be Chayav Malkus. Because Tam Kikar can't go that far. If I could somehow cut out the Heter and eat the Heter, I would be over an Isur, but that Isur is called Tam Kikar, because the Heter has within it the Tam of Isur. But don't, Chas V'Sholom, tell me that the Heter is now magically became Isur, that every single fiber, that Chiddush you can allow for Basa B'Cholov, but that's only because Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddush. And the Chiddush of Basa B'Cholov is that Adarabba, both the Cholov and the Basa together are Heter, but the combination explodes and creates an Isur. But don't tell me that about Chalev and Shuman. So the Ramban objects to Rashi's extending Tam Ki Ikar to such an extent that the Heter becomes Isur, and that the Ramban is not willing to say, so you eat this Taroves of Chatzi Zayis of Isur with Chatzi Zayis of Heter, you're not Chayev Malkus according to Ramban. Rashi says you're Chayev Malkus. And now the Ramban says that if you want to be Mechayev and Malkus, in that case, then you have to introduce a new principle, which is that much more far-reaching, namely, Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur. And the Gemara is objecting. We don't have a source for Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur. Rabbi Yochanan, you have no right to establish Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur. We need the Pasuk Mishras for a low-key chiddush of Tam Ki'ika. And this makes sense according to Ramban, who says that even Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur is because there's a Tam. And again, the Ramban has vested interests here, because the Ramban, Lishitaso, since the Gemara assumes that Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur is a much more radical, far-reaching principle than Tam Ki Ikar, the Ramban must assume that Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur means that the Tama Isur penetrated into the Heter. Rashi is free of that, because Rashi could say that Hetem Mitztarif L'Isur with the lumdus of the Keren Ora is just a matter of setting up a Maisa Achila such that you could generate a Chiyuv Kares, and a Chiyuv Malkus, and we're going to say that the the half as highest of Shuman is considered part and contributes to setting up a Maisa Achila, such that now you can get Malkus for eating a Chatzi Zayis of Chil. Then the Gemara establishes Tam Ki Ikar. And that's already a different story. Then the Chelev becomes a Cheftzid, I'm sorry, the Shuman becomes a Cheftzid Yisurin. Why? Because the Tam of the Chelev has penetrated into the very fibers of this Shuman. And then the Shuman becomes a Cheftzid Yisurin unto itself. According to Rashi, we're going to have a very difficult question, which I'm hoping is going to come up in the Sugya, and that is, so what's the difference between Basa B'Cholav and Shari Surei Torah? Okay, let's now assume, for our purposes, just to make some progress in the sugya, that Tam Ki Ikar derived from Mishras is a chiddush that appears in the parsha of Nazir, and we can extrapolate through the principle of Binyan Av, or maybe through a Kal V'Chomer, we'll have to see, that in all Isurei Torah, we're going to apply this principle of Tam Ki Ikar. Mikana tadon l'chol haTorah kula. Uman nazir. She'ein isuro isur olam. Which means that if the nazir so decides to show up in front of a tribunal and he wants to be matir as nazirus, he can do so like any other neder. V'ein isuro isur hana. Actually, Tosus mentions this Gemara at the very beginning of Pesachim. Because Tosus asks, why is it that there's no mitzvah bedikas yayin in the case of a nazir? There's bedikas chametz. The Tosus answers, because nazir is mutar b'ana. If I'm a nazir, I can take this yayin, I can give it to you. You're not a nazir. So therefore, bedika doesn't make any sense, because bedika means we have to destroy all the chametz. That makes sense, because I can't give the chametz to any other Jew. So in any event, we have two coolers now in nazir. Number one, the isa nazir is not an absolute infinite Isur, because he could be matir. I'm sorry, let's go back. I jumped ahead of myself. Number one, the first kula of Nazir is Ein Isuro Isur Olam. That means that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. The Gemara now is completely ignoring what we call a Nazir Olam. So we're talking now, and the Torah is addressing your classic Nazir. He could be Makabel Nazirus for a year, for 10 years, or Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. So that means that Nazirus is an Iser which terminates at some point. Number two, Ein Isura Isura Adno. Number three, Yesh Hetel Isura. Even within the 30 days, he can undermine and break up that Iser Nazirus by going to a Chacham, if he's a Yachid Mumche, and he could be Matir, his Nazirus. And yet, despite these three kulos, triple-headed kulos, asavo tam ki ikar, the Torah tells me that when he soaks his grapes in water, and the water absorbs the tam of the grapes, if he eats the kezayis' worth, I'm going according to Rashi now, he eats a kezayis' worth of that mayim, he will get malchus because tam ki ikar. Is kilayim, now the Gemara is giving an example of an Iser Hanna. So again, we know what kilayim is. Kilayim means, of course, as we discussed at great length in Masechta Erevin, he plants Zroim in close proximity to a kerem. Isuro, number one, Iser Olam. It's not like after 30 days, kilayim becomes mutter. Number two, Isuro Iser Hanna. He's not allowed to have any benefit whatsoever from kelaim. He can't feed it to his dog. He can't give it to his friend who's a guy. And number three, ein hetero, ein hetel isuro. He can't show up in front of a tribunal and ask them to be matir is neder. Is eino din sheyase tam ki ikra. Much more so in these three chumers that apply to klai akerem, we should apply the principle of tam ki ikra. So I have klai akerem, and I cook it together with heter, such that the tam of the kelayim goes into the heter, and the whole thing is asur, because even the heter is now carrying the tam of the kelayim. And that's a kal v'chomer that we derive from nazir. Now, what happens if I find you another Isur on the list of Acholos Asuros that has a certain striking similarity to Nazir? It has the same Kula as Nazir. For example, let's say I would tell you, in the case of Arla, that Arla is only the first 3 years of the tree. So the tree is only Osir in terms of the fruits that it produces for 3 years. After that, the tree can produce... Well, again, we have Netta Ravai, but leave out Ravai for a moment, just for pedagogical purposes. After the 3 years, the tree will produce fruits that are Mutter. Again, Ravai means I have to take it to Yerushalayim, but it's still Heter. And certainly in the fifth year, it's Heter. So in that sense, Arla has a striking similarity to Nazir. Now, the Gemara now is operating within the framework of a Kal Vachomer and not a Binyan Av. We have to understand why. Why does the Gemara ignore or disqualify Binyan Av? But for whatever reason, again, we can't answer all the questions. Rome wasn't built in a day. But what we need here is a Kal Vachomer. Now, I don't know if when I compare Nazir to Arla, for example, I have a valid Kal Vachomer. In other words, if I cook Arla with Heter, and the Tom of the Arla goes into the Heter, how do I know that that Heter is Asur, because of Tom Kikar? I don't have a source for Tom Kikar other than Nazir, and Arla is not more Chomer than Arla, than Nazir. So the whole Kal Vachomer falls apart when I get to Arla. So the Gemara says, "V'hu adin li Arla, I have a Kal Vachomer in Arla as well. Not as strong as a Kal Vachomer as they have in Kelayim, because Kelayim is also Iser Olam, but I do have Bishtayim. I have two Chumros in Arla vis-a-vis Nazir. Number one, Arla is Aser Banna. Nazir, he can give the Yayin to anyone he wants to. And number two, it is something that is an Iser Olam, meaning once it's Arla, you cannot go to a Rebbe and a Chacham and be Mata the Iser Arla. So again, even though Arla is not as Chomer as Kelayim, because Kelayim, we said, is Aser Iser Olam, whereas Arla is only the first 3 years, but nevertheless, it does have two Chumros that don't appear in the Excel sheet of Nazir, because in Nazir we have kulos that you could be matir the neder and remove the Iser Nazir. Nazir's mutabana. Arla has those two chumras. Now, Rabosai, I want to share with you a few insights into the Gemara that we just learned. First of all, the sugya appears in Tful Yom, and we have the Rash Mishans on Tful Yom. The Rash Mishans on Tful Yom raises the following question. If you derive all Isurei Torah, meaning Tam Kikar is derived in Kalayim and in Orla from other Isurei, from Nazir in a Kal Vachomer, we have a principle called Ein Onshin Min Adin. The Rash Mishans understood that Tam Ki Ikar, he's on board with Rashi apparently, means that the Heter is transformed into Iser because of the fact that the Tam penetrated into the Heter. And now if you eat the Heter, you Chayv Malkus. Frek the Rash, I don't get it. Why you Chayv Malkus? The whole derivation of Shari Surim, let's take Kelayim, let's take Orla, from Nazir is with a Kal Vachomer. What happened to Ein Onshin Min Adin? The Rash gives a very far-reaching answer. He says, Ein Zeh Kal Vachomer. We read the Gemara, and we understand that the Gemara is referring to a Kal Vachomer. Ela Gili Milsa Shetam Nechshav Ki Ikar B'chol HaTorah Kula. Now again, this Rash has to be understood in the light of, you know, the Yud Gimel Mido Shator Nidreshes Behem, and I remember, John, you were with me when we learned Chulin. You remember all those complications about, you know, when we apply Kal Vachomer and when we don't, and when we apply Binyan Av. I mean, it was a massive sugya in Masechet Chulin. So we're going to accept right now the Rash at face value. The Rash says that the Gemara is using Kal Vachomer as a linguistic, pedagogical skill to convey the message that Tam Ki'ikar, if it applies in Nazir, will apply elsewhere, in other Isuri Torah. And we have now Kelayim and Orla on the list. But don't be fooled by the language of the Gemara, says the Rosh Mishnah. We're not talking about Kal Vachomer. We're talking about something called a Gili Milsa. That the question here is whether or not Heter, which has received the Tam of Iser, now transforms into Iser. It becomes Iser by virtue of the Tam. And that's called Tam Ki Ikar. We use Arla, but really, I'm sorry, we use Nazir, but really Nazir is only a handle to pick up the pot and to derive the conclusion that Tam is Ki Ikar. And that's a Gili Mils. Okay. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his comments to Nazir, to Masechet Nazir, says that I have another alternative suggestion to answer the kasha of the Rosh Mishnayos. How could it be that we give malchus for Tam Ki Ikar if Ein Onshin Min Adin, it's derived from a Kal Vachomer? Says the Rebbe Kiva Eger, we have to open up Hilchos Macholos Asuros in the Rambam, and we have to study the Magid Mishnah. As you know, the Magid Mishnah was a Rishon, albeit a late Rishon, but he was from Chachmei Ashkenaz. And the Magid Mishnah, at the beginning of Hilchos Macholos Asuros, writes, B'makom shanu yodim es ikar ha'isur, efshal lilmod b'kal v'chomer v'shi onesh olav. Again, as I said, the laws and the rules of Hamidosh HaTorah Treshbem are very, very complicated. And the Magid Mishnah says, Ein Onshin Min Adin applies when the entire, the Ganze Isur, is derived from a Kal Vachomer. You want to create a new Isur, and you want to derive it from a Kal Vachomer. I don't know what he has in mind. I can't even give you an example of this. But he says, if I have an Ikar Isur, and I just want to define its applications, then what I'm doing is I'm taking the Ikar Isur, and I'm applying it in cases X, Y, and Z. And once I do so, I'm not bound by the principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin. And he says the following. Why is it that Tam Ki Ikar is something that lends itself to derivations that are protected from Ein Onshin Min Adin? Meaning that once I have Tam Ki Ikar, I can apply a Kal Vachomer and I will derive Onshim as well. Why is that so? Says the Magid Mishnah, again, I'm not sure I understand this, but it's an alternative to the Rosh Mishnah's answer. He says that our sugya here of Rabbi Yochanan is a reflection of Rabbi Yochanan's sheet at the end of Masechta Yoma, the Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. And he says the following, that Kevan Shechatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, Efshal Lilmod B'Kal V'Chomer Shelokin Olav, in a case where the Heter has received the Tam of the Isur. Again, I'm just going to present to you what I think is the logic of the Magid Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Macholos Asuros. In the case where you cook a half a zayis of chalev with a half a zayis of shuman, that mixture is asur min haTorah even before I derive from nazir tam ki ikar. Why is that mixture asur min haTorah? Because I have a chatzi zayis of chalev. The Torah prohibited you from eating a chatzi zayis of chalev. What I'm going to derive from Mishras HaNovim is that although Chatzi Zayis Osmitor does not generate Malkus, because you only ate a half of a Zayis, it will generate Malkus in a case of Tam Ki Ikar. The Tam Ki Ikar is going to take the Chatzi Shir Osim in a Torah, with the Ikar Iser here in this Tarovus is already Doraisa, and it's going to allow me, through Mishras HaNovim, in the case where I soak my grapes, you know, the Nazir soaks his grapes in Mayim, it's allowing me to say and postulate that now, because of Tam Ki Ikar, I should get Malkus. And why should I get Malkus in Kilayim or in Arla? After all, the case in the Torah is Mishras HaNovim. So the Torah is Mechadish and Mishras HaNovim, that although I only have a half a Zayas' worth of Anovim in this mixture, but nevertheless the Tam of Anovim penetrates through the process of Bishul in the Mayim, and now the Mayim itself is part and parcel of that Kizayas, because the Mayim has now been upgraded to the status of Iser by virtue of Tam Ki Ikar. Okay, fine. So the Torah said that in Mishras HaNovim. That's only in the case of Nazir. How can you extrapolate to other Isurim? And the answer is, since the Torah is telling me how to upgrade Chatzi Shir Osim and HaTorah to the level of a Chi of Malkus, and to generate a full Shir of Isur, and the mechanism here is Tam Ki Ikar, then if I have a Kal V'Chomer, the Kal V'Chomer is now telling me that the logic of Tam Ki Ikar should apply elsewhere. There's no reason in the world why we should apply Tam Ki Ikar exclusively to Nazir, because on the contrary, Nazir is more Kal than other Isurim. And now, if the whole purpose and the thrust of this Kal V'Chomer is to establish that what the Torah taught me in Nazir should logically apply with a Kal V'Chomer to other Isurim, I'm going to get Malkus just as I get Malkus in Nazir. So the Chiddush of Tam Ki Ikar, says the Magid Mishnah, and Rabbi Kveger builds a lot on this Magid Mishnah, is that in a Chatzi Zayis of Anovim for Nazir, he's going to get Malkus if he eats it together with Mayim that has absorbed the Tam of the Anovim, and now he gets Malkus. And the reason he gets Malkus is because we started with Chatzi Shir, and the Torah prohibits Chatzi Shir, but without a Chi of Malkus, we now need to somehow set it up, you know, upgrade it to the status of a Kizayis. How do we do so? Through Tam Ki Ikar. So the whole thrust of Tam Ki Ikar and Mishras HaNovim is to tell you that now you have a Kizayis of Anovim, because the Heter here, the Pas, has absorbed, or the Mayim, I should say, has absorbed the Tam of the Anovim. Ah, if Tam Ki Ikar takes Chatzi Shir Osim in HaTorah and upgrades it to a full Shir, then with a Kal V'Chomer, I'm going to derive that other Isurim as well. There's no logical reason to limit that upgrade from Chatzi Shir to Tam Ki Ikar to the case of Nazir, because on the contrary, Nazir is relatively Kal and the rest is Chom. And I believe, honestly, that the Rash Mishantz would give a Yashikoy. The Rash Mishantz uses a different terminology, but I think in substance he's saying the exact identical thing. What does the Rash Mishantz mean that this is not a Kal V'Chomer, it's a Gili Milsa? Rabbi Kivega is giving us the deeper meaning behind the words of the Rash Mishantz. Again, I'm not telling you that this is what Rabbi Kivega says. He's not saying that this is what the Rash Mishantz means. But I'm just suggesting that there's no distance whatsoever, there's no gap between the Rash Mishantz and Rabbi Kivega's business based on the Magid Mishnah. And now we have a Sfas Emes, right? The Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, quotes a Marsha. This is a very, very famous Marsha in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin derives from Achoso, Bas Ovivu Bas Imo, the principle of Einon Shemin Adin. Why did the Torah have to go out of its way in the Parsha of Arayos to mention Achoso Bas Oviv O Bas Imo? To teach you that Einon Shemin Adin, had it not spelled out that she was Bas Aviv Ubas Imo, that she was a sister on both his maternal and paternal side, you would have said that since the Torah only prohibited a full-fledged sister, therefore in a half-sister, you would say, Ein Olshim Min Adin. Zoktem Arsha, Hatam Shein Olshim Min Adin, Ukevin Shasa Vera Chamura Yoser, Ein Miskapir Ba'onesh, Hamafurish Ba'vera Kala Mimenu. The Torah never specified that he would get an onesh on an avera chamura. Every onesh, says the Rebbe, the Marsha, guarantees kapara in the case of a more severe onesh of an avera chamura. We don't want to give him the benefit of the onesh, because if we grant him the benefit of the onesh, then through the chiyuv onesh, he's going to gain a kapara. So therefore, in a case of a full sister, Ein Olshim Min Adin, if not for the special pasuk, would have told me that he doesn't deserve Malkus. Because if he gets Malkus, if he has this relation with a full sister, then you're granting him Kapara, he doesn't deserve Kapara. That's the famous Marsha of why Ein Olshim Min Adin. Zuchtus Fasemes, if that's what Ein Olshim Min Adin is predicated on, Im Kain, Lo Shayech Hochatam Zeh. The logic of the Marsha would not apply here in Tam Kikar. Why? Sharei Ef Shalomer Shaonesh Al Atam Yeh Chamur Mea Onesh Al Haikar. Vekevan Shal Haikar Eino Ela B'Malkus Hu Adin Shal Atam Yeh Rak Malkus. He says the following. That what are you going to tell me? That there's no derivation from a Kavachomer to establish Malkus in the case of Tam Ki Ikar. Why? Because Ein Olshim Min Adin. Well, Ein Olshim Min Adin would apply if we are very stingy about the onesh. We don't want to grant him the onesh because we don't want to give him, in a more chomer situation, a possibility of achieving kapar through Malkus. Let him have Malkus in the case of an Avera Kala, but an Avera Chamura, says the Marsha, in the logic of Ein Olshim, we don't want to grant him the opportunity of getting Malkus. Says the Sfasemis here, in the case of Tam Kikar, the logic of the Marsha that underlies Ein Olshim Min Adin doesn't have any leg to stand on. Why? Because you can't tell me that, well, how can you grant him an Onish Malkus for Tam Ki Ikar? He deserves a worse punishment. And you're granting him the opportunity of Kapara. That doesn't make any sense. Because if the Torah says that you receive Kapara for the Onish of Malkus in a case where you ate the Ikar, you ate Mamoshes of a Kezias of Nevela, or in this case of Yayin L'Nazir. So what are you going to tell me now? Well, you know what? Tam Kikar, when he ate the Heter, he deserves a worse punishment. And you can't let him get away with Malkus because he did it Avera Chamura and you're granting him Kapara. That doesn't make any sense in the case of Tam Ki Ikar, because you begin with the Onish Malkus in the case of Ikar. Now you want to derive Tam from Ikar, then we're going to say Onshin Min Adin. Now Rabosai, what happens when we try to size up Arla with Nazir? So we said that we have two chumras, but we have to drop one, the third, as opposed to Kalayim. So which chumra are we dropping? The chumra of Iser Olam. So again, within the first 3 years of the production of the tree of fruits, we have an Iser Olam, meaning those fruits that were that grew on the tree for the first 3 years, that's Aser Iser Olam. No rabbi, no chacham could be matter that Iser. In that sense, Arla is no different than Kalayim. But as far as Isuro Iser Olam is concerned, that doesn't apply to Arla. So it's Ein, true, I can check off the box of Ein Hetel Isuro, there's no Hatars Nedarim in the case of Arla, but I cannot check out the box of Isuro Iser Olam. Why not? Because for the first 3 years, Eino Chinami, the fruits are Arla, and after the first 3 years, it's no longer Asur B'Toras Arla. this doesn't make any sense. He says here, so he says, "Ha chumra shel isur isurei olam eino sheyeches bi orla." A kalayim is an isur olam, but not orla. Why? Sharea peros rak elu shegadlu v'shal shad v'shonis hasurim, and peros agdei li achamikan lutar. Hikshu v'tosus, this is tosus the Ravaskil v'hu. On the top of the page, Masha Huta Liacha Shalosh Shanu. Hu Ha Ilan. Ha Ilan Eino Nesar Isur Olam. If you want to know the status of the Ilan, Eino Chinami, it's only awesome for the first 3 years of its productivity. That's not an Isur Olam. But Apri, those fruits that grow on the tree the first 3 Olam, Nesar Isure Isure Olam. Now you have Arla. It doesn't mean that Arla is only going to be awesome for 3 years, and after 3 years it's ice Arla. That's not true. So if our discussion was about the Ilan itself, you're right. You know, a guy wants to take a bite out of the bark of the tree, we'll tell him, oh, any Surah Isura Arla, because this tree becomes mutter after 3 years. But what does that have to do with Arla? The fruits are Arla. The tree produces the fruits. And that's an Israel. Zokra benu tam, shachumra nosefes bi orla, milvad iser hanohu iser ola. He wants to, you know, you have the scrabble, he wants to shake it up in a different way. Isura olam, just like in Kalayim we said it's iser, iser olam, so to an orla, it's an iser olam. Hapri nesar li olam. Avla chumra shall ein heter li suro eino ba'orl. What we said about Kalayim, that Kalayim has a chumra vis-a-vis nazir, because ein heter li suro, that chumra is unique to Kalayim and it doesn't apply to Orl. Why? Shekein leperos neter avai shall shunner avias. Vihi may ain orla, mi inyan orla. Yesh heter achilu besoch Yerushalayim, o ayide chilu, or pidgin, right? And therefore, it's considered yesh heter li isuro. I don't get this, Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, again, you talk about the fruits that were produced in year number 4. That's called Revai. Those fruits have a heter. Why? Because I can take them to Yerushalayim, or I can be poed to them. But what does that have to do with Orla? The Gemara here is telling us that if you want to derive Orla with a Kavachomer from Nazir, you've got 2 out of the 3 Chumras. So Rashi learns you're missing the Chumra of Isura Olam, and Rabbeinu Tam says you're missing the chumra of ein heter lisura. There is a heter lisura because we're going to take the fruits to Yerushalayim, or we're going to be poed to them. But that is no application to Arla. That's neter revai. So at both sides, what Rabbeinu Tam apparently assumes is that Arla and neter revai is one shame isur. Whoops, we have to shut off our buttons over there. Okay. So now, what we have is one category of Isur, which we call Arla, and we think that Arla only applies to the first 3 years, but really the category of Arla includes Neter Avai as well. So the Isur of Neter Avai is not a brand new Isur of the 4th year, it's just an extension of Arla, meaning the fruits of the tree. The tree hasn't produced for too many years, it's a relatively young tree. The dina may change from the first 3 years to the 4th year, but it's all Arla. It's all considered a young tree. So it's interesting that the yisod of Neter Avai is now the Isur Arla. The Torah says that that Iser Ola lends itself to a heter. Why? Because in the fourth year you take the parents to Shlaim or you pode to them, and therefore it's considered Yesh Heter Lisuro. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu said, let's just sum the Gemara's Kasha and we'll read the Gemara's Teretz, and that'll be the end of the Shia. The Gemara is asking, how could Rabbi Yochanan derive the principle of Heter Mitztarf Le'isa from the Pasuk Mishras? We need the Pasuk of Mishras to teach us Tam Ke'ika. And the Gemara answers, Ha'mani Rabbanon Hi, for Rabbi Yochanan Diomer K'Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanon would not be able to derive in a drasha from Mishras in Nazir the principle of Heter Mitztarf Le'isa. They would have to say Ein Heter Mitztarf Le'isa. But Rabbi Yochanan was standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Chachamim, and he holds Heter Mitztarf Le'isa. And in fact, he derives it from this pasuk of Mishras. And now the Gemara is going to try to establish, where is this Rabbi Akiva? You know, if Rabbi Yochanan attributed to Rabbi Akiva this drasha of Mishras, he must have known that there is a source for Rabbi Akiva. Somewhere, Rabbi Akiva said this. And the Gemara is going to point now, in order to explain Rabbi Yochanan, to a Mishnah in Masechet Nazir, which records the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, in the case of a Nazir who took a pas, a piece of bread, and he soaked it in yayin. Hey, Rabbi Kivi, lem Rabbi Kivi the Masnis and the Snan. Rabbi Kivi Omer Nazir Shashar Pito B'Yayin V'Yesh Bo Litzarev Kedei Kizayis Chayo. Now, what's happening here is that he eats a piece of bread that's a Kizayis, which has absorbed in it the taste of Yayin. And when we integrate the pas with the yayin, we get a kazayas, which means that Rabbi Kiva holds heter mitztarif le'isa, that we add the heter into the equation and integrate it with the isa to set up a kazayas for the chiyuv malchus. So Gemara says, I cannot accept that as a proof. It's very possible that Rabbi Kiva was talking about a case where you have a kazayas of the yayin in and of itself. And if that be the case, if you have a kezayis yayin here in this mixture, so what is Rabbi Kiva telling me here that yesh bo litzarif kedei kezayis? I mean, obviously you have a kezayis here. And the Gemara answers, de afal gav de taroves, even though there's a taroves here, which means that the yayin is already absorbed in the past. So it's not what we call be'en. It's not be'en. Nevertheless, we consider it as heter mitztarif le'iser. And if that be the case, then there's no proof from Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah there that he holds heter mitztarif le'iser, because he wants to tell you that you're not chayef for being mitzarif the pas to be mashal the kezayis of yayin. You're chayef for eating the kezayis of yayin, and the chiddush is that even though it's not the end, nevertheless you're chayef for the kezayis of yayin. So this is where we're going to stop for today, Mirtz Hashem. And what we have for tomorrow on the agenda is this Gemara here of Hey Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to try to find a source that gave Rabbi Yochanan the impetus to assume that according to Rabbi Akiva, heter mitztarif. I forgot to mention that the Mishnah Masechta Nazir, Rabbi Akiva teaches us that the shear of shtias yayin in Nazir is a kizayis. Now, how are you mashayir kizayis in yayin, which is a liquid? You memale kli b'yayin ad sfas. So you fill up a utensil with wine up until the rim, and no sein zayis l'socha kli. And you throw in a kezayis into a zayis into the kli, amashka yotze hu kezayis, and whatever is overflows is considered a kezayis. So the displacement theory, and that's the way we're going to do to be Meshayar the Kizayis. Now, Tosus in Masechta Nazir says that we should not assume that Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us here that Yechai because of Tam Ki Ikar. Because Tam Ki Ikar applies in other Isurim as well. So he should have told it to me in other Isurim. Why do he tell me only in Nazir? So therefore, the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Akiva is not coming to be Mechadish something about the Pas, but rather something about the Yayin, that you're chayiv for the kizayis of yayin, despite the fact that it's not be'en. Okay then? So Mirz Hashem will continue this tomorrow.